This is AP News Minute. The lights are slowly coming back on across the Mid-Atlantic. Power crews have been restoring electricity after a violent storm Friday night knocked it out. By Sunday afternoon, millions remained in the dark. The storm stranded passengers on a New York to Chicago Amtrak train for more than 20 hours. They finally boarded buses after trees blocked the rails and the train couldn't make it through West Virginia. The Syrian opposition is rejecting a transition plan crafted by a UN special envoy. It doesn't demand the ouster of President Bashar Assad, and the opposition thinks the plan is weak. And protesters rallied as the first Japanese nuclear power plant went back online. All 50 were turned off after last year's earthquake and tsunami led to multiple meltdowns at Fukushima. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.